Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Amber Westall Briggs, and I'm with the Amy Regional Library System.
There's always great things going on in our regional library system, but you have something special to tell me about today.
We have something that has been in the works for a while, but finally coming to a library near you this week. We have brand new PlayAway launch pads that are coming to our library. And I bet you want to know what that is.
PlayAway launch pads.
Yes. We actually have them for kids, mostly 2 to 5 years old. That's the majority of them. And then we have some that are 8 to 10. And we even have a few for adults as well. So what a launch pad is a preloaded tablet. So if you've ever seen an iPad, which I'm sure you have, or if you've seen a tablet, and it has a rubberized compartment on it, and it's great for little hands. So it's a preloaded tablet. It doesn't need internet, doesn't need any connection whatsoever except to charge it. And then on it, it has preloaded games. It has applications for kids. It has storybooks that are set to video, as well as audio, and also children can read it on the screen as well. So they're a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, they are preloaded as well, so that's really useful if you don't have internet access. But the really great news is they're available for checkout. So when you go to our library and you have your library card and you need a parent with you, or an adult can check them out, of course, you just need your library card and you can check them out like anything else, like a book or an audio book, anything. And you can take it home. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that sounds like that'd be fun.
Yeah, it's great. We received it through an LSTA grant, a federal grant with the state library this past year. So we actually received funds to buy PlayAway launch pads, Wi-Fi hotspots, which are also at your library, and they are available for checkout. But it is the PlayAway launch pads I want to talk about today.
Yeah.
Just because they're so exciting for kids.
Again, they have the games and everything on them, and most of the kids probably already know how to use them, if the truth be known.
It's true.
So folks can just come by and ask the library, and then they'll fix you up, basically?
Yes, they will. And the reason we actually purchase these launch pads, they do have books on them, is because they are excellent for struggling readers. And it is because that they partner auditory as well as reading the book and seeing it, too, set to video, which is very useful for struggling readers. That's one of the reasons that we have them, too. We also have some for adults who are learning English as a second language. So very excited about those. So if you are learning English, we have vocabulary and grammar launch pads, as well as launch pads to understand American law.
Oh, okay, cool. So now, and again, we're not goofy enough to think that folks that are struggling with the English language are going to be listening to us right now on the radio. But many of you have a friend who is struggling or know someone in the community. Let them know about this.
Yes, or you may work with someone in the community who is struggling with the English language, and these are very useful because they are auditory. And you can use headphones, or you don't have to. They all have speakers with them. So basically, when you check it out of the library, everything you need is in the box.
Oh, cool.
So, and you can check it out for 7 days. You can renew it if no one is waiting on the launch pad, but we expect these to be very popular. And they're popular in other public libraries as well.
Okay, so good. So they're available in Avery County and in Bakersville and Spruce Pine and Burnsville.
Yes, all four locations have PlayAway launch pads.
Well, that is really neat.
So, and I will just to specify, too, there are only adult PlayAway launch pads at the Spruce Pine location and Yancey County Library location. Just because through our studies we found out we had a population that were learning English as a second language, and those were the most popular places used.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Well, you can get more information from your librarian at whichever library is closest to you. They're always friendly and enjoy talking to you and letting you know what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. And I will tell you, too, just to know that PlayAway launch pads, they're available to take on the go as well. So what's very appealing for some parents is that their child has a device they can take with them if they're traveling or doing anything like that. Just know that you can check it out at the library and you have a device to help keep your child occupied, and they're also learning too.
It's not like just playing games and stuff. It's actually they'll be learning.
Yes. Yeah, we have some that are for mathematics as well as reading. So, and some are science. So we have a great one that's on astronauts if you like space.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, just get more information. Is there any information available on the website, or can they get it there, too?
They can. They can actually reserve the launch pads on the website, just like you reserve a book, so you can place a hold on it. And we also have information about our policy as well online.
Okay. Well, they can check that out. And that website is?
Oh, that's amyregionallibrary.org.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Amber, thank you for coming by and letting us know about that. So
sure.
many exciting things going on at our libraries. Folks should stop by and visit their whichever one's closest to them often.
Yes, absolutely. And please stay tuned, too, because we have Wi-Fi hotspots coming to our libraries. And if you need internet, you can check it out and take it home.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest today, Amber Westall Briggs of the Amy Regional Library System. Amber, thanks for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.